So, as you know, sometimes it's hard to find a really good podcast, but I found this podcast and it's called Raw Truth, The Stories of the Female Infidelity. Well, this goes off of real stories. She actually has people write in the real stories about their infidelity and why they did what they did and how it makes them feel and their relationship now going forward, if they're still with that partner, if they're not, and what do they do moving forward from this? Yeah, and she actually puts in her real stories as well, her own reasons of why she did what she did, to show you don't always judge before you know the whole story. Guys, go ahead and check out Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, wherever you get your podcasts. So, you know, when you just have that problem of you have no idea of what to give something to someone.
All the time. I love giving gifts, but sometimes it's so hard because, people already seem to have everything.
Exactly. Well, the Wooden Puzzles Unidragon actually solves this problem for you. So, Unidragon, I actually have two of my own of these puzzles, and they are awesome. So they are wooden puzzles. Each puzzle piece has its own unique shape, like a dragon or a butterfly or a wolf or whatever, and you connect them all together. I mean, this is a great puzzle for adults and for children, and it's all packed in a premium wooden gift box as well. So you don't have to worry about wrapping it up or anything. It is perfect just the way it is. I absolutely love them. Like I said, I have two of my own already, and I'm excited to get more. I'm hoping I can get a big one and do this with my family. I mean, what a wonderful, also like family gift. Well, right now until October 31st, they are allowing our listeners to get 10% off with code CRIME10. Use promo code CRIME10 at checkout, and you guys can save 10% off these beautiful, amazing puzzles. There we go. All right. Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
What date does this come out? September?
August 19th.
So today, my sorry guys.
Okay.
We might actually have a full-on alien abduction.
When don't we, though? Okay, there's sometimes where it's questionable.
Yeah.
Questionable, but still possible.
Fair. So we've got, all right. So his name is Granger Taylor. And
Granger Taylor.
yep.
Huh, okay, interesting name.
And he's from British Columbia. And it is,
Ooh, Canadian.
yep. This is one of our, is this my first Canadian? Oh, I know you've done Canadian before, but.
It might be. I do, like I said, I know I've done a Canadian story, but I'm not sure if you have or not.
All right, so we've got Granger Taylor from British Columbia. It's November 29th, 1980.
Ooh, okay.
So he's 32 years old. Just a little bit about Granger. He's a talented mechanic. I mean, he dropped out of high school, but I mean, he was able to build a one-cylinder automobile. He's actually built an old army airplane, like an old, like freaking army airplane.
Okay.
That's what it is. World War II artocraft. That's what it was. He hauled an old train out of the forest and he restored it.
Oh,
Yeah. So this guy's got like, I mean, mad skills, right?
wow.
So he even makes his own spaceship.
Okay, but when you say makes his own spaceship,
Let me show
what do
you.
you mean here?
First
Like he
off,
makes a model of a spaceship?
no. You can live in this thing. There's a whole microwave.
He makes a spaceship house. Like
There's a TV.
he
There's a
doesn't
couch
actually
in this
think this
thing.
thing can like fly to Mars, does he?
No.
Okay, so it's just like a okay.
It's like a, I made this because it's cool and I'm fascinated by aliens. But let me see if I can send you a picture here. If it's gonna be, if Facebook's gonna behave.
But he makes a freaking spaceship.
And I'm very intrigued.
Okay, I'll just send you these. There's a picture of him building it, and a picture of it. So, no, he does not think that he knows that it can't fly.
Well, I don't know. You have to check in these scenarios. Okay.
But he believed, too, that because he built a spaceship, that he was also communicating with aliens with this radio that he built.
Okay.
So, there's that. Yeah, so, I mean, this was actually made from 2 satellite dishes. He fitted furniture in there. There was a TV. There was a whole stove, microwave, all that. Mm-hmm. By the way, he's at his parents' house. This is his parents' yard and stuff. There is 29 acres. So, I mean, he would randomly find stuff in the woods and then just decide, yo, I'm going to make something of this.
Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, to just find what you can and use it.
Yeah. So in November, on the 29th, 1980, he is just gone. Okay.
What?
And there is this note. Let me send you the note that he has written. And the story is probably going to be a lot quicker than our last few, but that's all right. Okay. So anyway, it says, "Dear mother and father, I have gone away to walk aboard an alien spaceship as reoccurring dreams assured a 42-month interstellar voyage."
He spelled it wrong too. Anyway.
I know that's why I was, thrown off there. "To explore the vast universe, then return. I'm leaving behind all my possessions to you as I will no longer require them. You can use any of them. Please use the instructions in my will as guide for help. Love, Granger."
Okay, if it's only a 42-month voyage, why does he write a will? Why, if it's a 42-month voyage, is he not planning on coming back?
Maybe it's as a precautionary?
Maybe, but 42 months, you'd think you'd want your stuff when you came back.
Yeah.
I mean, 3.5 years.
I love that you are also like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's exactly
this what one I that mean. Might be an alien doesn't make sense. Okay. Yeah, and it's just, that is definitely odd. That's what I thought too. I was like, that's odd. So I want to note in here that his friend does say that they a lot of the times do LSD.
Ooh, okay.
So is there, is he seeing aliens because of the LSD? Does he legit think that he's going to go?
You just said LDSD.
I know I did. The LDS. God damn you, LDS church. Stop fucking adopting people.
I'm sorry. It was described. Okay.
LDS sorry. Church is abducting people, Chris.
Well, he's not going to be that surprised.
And?
Yeah, I was going to say he's not going to be.
They're zombies now and they're abducting people. Just to back up, we went to Dustin's grandpa's funeral because he ended up passing, and Chris was asking me what the resurrection meant in LDS church, and I explained it to him, and he's like, "The LDS church believe in zombies?" I'm like, technically you're not wrong.
It's all kind of debatable that way.
The undead rising.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right? I mean, the definition of a zombie is undead, but there's different types of zombies. Some are infected by some disease and have stuff coming off them. Who knows? I mean, technically, the LDS church could have zombies. They believe that zombies are going to come back and rule the earth. And then he also went on a tangent and he's talking about BC before Christ and everything. And he does all this math in his head and he's like, there is no way that whatever number he comes up with, so many people could even stand on earth. They're like, how do they expect them to do that? And I was like, magic. And he's like,
but not everyone is going to be. It's not all people. It's just the righteous people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, jeez. You have to be worthy to do that.
So anyway, he goes on to say, and he's like, Mom, does that mean that Jesus is a zombie?
Technically, I guess kind of.
Oh, God. I was like, you are technically not wrong.
No, I mean,
if in fact that Jesus, I'm not saying Jesus was not a real person. I'm also just saying there's no way he was fucking white as hell because he lived in the fucking desert. Are you kidding me?
That's 100% true. He definitely wouldn't be white.
You really think that he's going to be white as me? No, no. But you know, the other church is also a little bit racist. So anyway, my honest theory is that on Jesus and all that, there we go, that they were all on drugs, hopped up and had a fucking fantastic hallucination. So, and wrote a book on it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Back to
aliens.
Back to Granger.
Okay. So yes, he wrote that letter, which is odd. I do think that that is very odd as well. Here's some theories that kind of people think happened to him. Mm-hmm. There was often too a mine that was right by there.
Okay.
It said near BC's Mount Provost. It's not far away from the Taylor's home. They're saying that, and also Granger is familiar with dynamite. He's played with it. He's messed around with it. He's gone up by this Mount Provost and actually blown shit up before with his friends, because why not?
Of course. Why not? So, but not like you have anything else to do.
Yeah. He's never found, but people claim that they heard either a blast or something when he went missing, like something really loud. So there's theory that maybe in the mine, someone accidentally blew him up, or he accidentally blew himself up.
But wouldn't they find some sort of something if he blew himself up?
Okay. So here we go. By the way, his truck has been missing and it's never been recovered as well.
Okay.
Okay. So they do find two like little itty bitty bones that they say that are his.
Okay.
There was a wreckage that was up there on that mountain too. There was, this truck is so destroyed. There's no way that you could determine what kind of car it was, like what kind of truck it was, what color it was, whose it was. There was nothing. And bugs me is these bone fragments, they've never been tested.
Oh, why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know if they like still have them now or not, but I'm like, now DNA is available. Like, why are we not testing these?
Understand.
Yeah. So some people believe that, you know, he was abducted by aliens. Some people think he blew himself up. Some people think they made this elaborate hoax so that he could disappear and start a new life. Some people believe that he was recruited by a secret spy agency. And some people are like, he died by suicide, masking his intentions with this suspicious note to ease the burden of his family.
Okay.
There are also theories that he was taken by Colombian government or even the U.S. government because he knew too much about aliens.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe.
So his parents have, since died now. And now the farm is actually owned by his sister, Grace Reynolds. Yeah, and I mean, she remembers him building that spaceship and that he was really, at that time, he was really into Star Wars. I mean, in 1977 is when Star Wars came out.
Yeah.
So he was really interested in that and kind of built off that. So one of his friends named Keller, he actually helped him build the spaceship and maintained it with his friend. And he said that, you know, this man was the most down-to-earth man I've ever met in my life. But, and he thinks that he might be the last person that ever saw him alive. But, I mean, they also said that they did LDS. LSD.
Very different things.
That he was doing a bunch of LSD before he vanished.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, there has been a film made about him. It's called Spaceman. It's not available in the U.S., but I found it on Kodi and watched it anyway.
Should you really be admitting to that?
No. Sure.
Okay, anyway, continue.
Shit. I mean, okay. Yes. I pirated it. I streamed it. I did not pirate it. I just streamed it.
Yes.
And I mean, a lot of people have opinions on this, and they say that, you know, especially people that did know him, it made him out to be more looking psychotic rather than it could have really happened.
Okay.
So I just got the cutest shirt from Blossom Boutique, guys. It says Soul Searching on it, and it is adorable. If you want to check it out, feel free to go to, well, I've got it on TikTok and Instagram because it's just too adorable not to share. And Brie, you also got some of your clothes too from last time, right?
I did. I am in love with my clothes. They are so cozy. Not that this should be a big selling point, but it's definitely a bonus. They come in the cutest packaging.
Oh, did you notice? They really do. And those little stickers that...
I know. I just had to point out how cute their packaging is.
It's adorable. Go ahead and check out Blossom Boutique if you want to get some cute clothes, especially with fall coming up. So that is Blossom Boutique with two E's at the end. Yeah. And I mean, his family basically says, you know, let's just set the record straight. He's gone. He's dead somewhere. And that's it. They don't. So
his family doesn't think there's any possibility of.
No.
Okay.
None of his family believes that he went off with aliens.
Well, that's upsetting. Maybe that's why he didn't come back, because his family was like,
I don't believe you.
They were like unsupportive. Would you go back to your unsupportive family?
Well, how would you know if you were up in a spaceship for
over 42 months? Well, maybe he talked about things before.
I guess that's true. I don't know. I mean, there's just a lot of weirdness that goes with this. So, I mean, a truck has technically never been found. Yeah, technically he could have been in that blast. Why have I never tested those fragments? I don't know if they still have them, but.
It bothers me. Why would you not test that?
I mean, I get it. Like back then, they didn't have that type of technology, but now we do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see anywhere saying that they still had it. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they just got rid of it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like that should be in some sort of evidence locker or something.
You would think, but I mean, I don't know. Personally, I know you love the alien theory. I think it was high off LSD or some shit, and that's what made him see these aliens.
Okay, so if he's not with the aliens, was he those bone fragments, or where did he go?
I don't know. I mean, technically, he could have had a major accident. Maybe he went up and played with the dynamite and accidentally blew himself up. But that doesn't seem very likely, because it seems like he had the intention of going away for at least a while.
Okay, here's another question. Because if he blew himself up, though, even if those are his bone fragments, where's his truck?
They claim that they think it might be what was in that wreckage.
Okay, but they couldn't prove it was a truck. Like, he made an explosion big enough. Like, in order to burn human bone, it has to be, like, 1,500 degrees or something like that.
And then just
Fahrenheit, to have... I should clarify that since we're talking Canadian story. Fahrenheit. I mean, he made an explosion for long enough to disintegrate his entire body and his truck.
Besides, like, two bone fragments.
That seems... I mean, sure, to get himself killed, yeah, maybe. But that seems a bit extreme.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he ran away and he blew up the truck. Like, maybe he just blew up the truck and then took off somewhere. With the aliens.
I mean, he definitely could have gone with the aliens. And I mean, maybe getting rid of the truck was just something like, I don't need this, just like I don't need all my other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he is actually somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, after the, you know, what was it, 42 months, he could have come back.
Maybe he did, but maybe he didn't, like, remember who he was. Maybe they just, like, placed him somewhere.
Maybe.
And, like, I mean, I have since I've doppled into this a little bit. People do say I have a friend whose her dad. Okay. So he just like walked out of their lives and was just like gone for like a year.
Okay.
And she found him with a new name, new family, everything like that on Facebook. And then went to meet up with him and had all these details about his life that he claims he never remembered. They did a DNA test on him and he is like legit her dad and everything. And he claims that he doesn't remember anything. Like there is about 5 years of his life that is just missing.
Wait. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And he has no idea.
No.
And like,
he's just like missing like a big old chunk of time. And then like she started relaying, she showed pictures and photos and like, we hung out all the time. We did this, we did that. And he doesn't have an explanation as to why his memory is gone, but he does have dreams of being abducted.
Interesting.
So Miss Alien Abduction, what do you think happened?
I mean, I definitely think he probably went with some aliens. Because, I mean, like I said, I feel that it's highly improbable to believe that he got an explosion hot enough to disintegrate his body and his truck to that point.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't remember the case, but I do remember, I don't remember her name. I think it was that model girl. Anyway, they were trying to burn her body and it wasn't working because it has to be really freaking hot.
It does. Actually, like I said, it's something like 1500 degrees Fahrenheit or something like that.
Something like that.
And then it's still time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not some little amount of heat. It's not like you're just having a little campfire.
Right. Right. I feel you.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's possible he went with the aliens.
Only doubt I have is the fact that he was doing LSD.
Do you think aliens care if people are druggies?
No, but what I'm saying is that when you're on hallucinogens, you can just make up so much shit.
No, I agree. I mean, the hallucinogens, if I could talk, the hallucinogens probably didn't help, but it doesn't explain where he went.
No, it doesn't explain where he went or where his truck is. It's never been found, so they think it's that wreckage, but I mean, this wreckage is awful. Let's see if I can find it. I don't have it in here for whatever reason, but I have seen it.
And they never like proved it.
Nope. Oh, apparently there's a park in British Columbia named Granger Taylor Park.
Oh, is it after this guy?
I have no idea. That spaceship though that he made was pretty freaking cool.
Did he live in it?
I don't think he actually like lived in it, but I mean he had a couch and stuff. Like he'd go there, just like spend time there.
It was his man ship. Instead of a man cave, he had a man ship.
Yep, a man ship. I want a man ship. Give me a woman ship.
A woman ship. Kind of instead of a she shed, you want a woman ship?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a tailgate. And they believe it was his, but like they don't really. No, I mean, it's just a drive shot for the tailgate. Like some people are like, oh yeah, that's the blue Datsun that he had. And you don't know that. You can't tell that from this photo. I'm like, you guys are crazy.
Okay, so what if, here we go. What if the aliens are the ones who helped him destroy the car? So maybe the wreckage is the car.
Did they take the car with them?
No, they destroyed the car. So that's why there's the car wreckage.
They went pew pew.
Yes, exactly. It sounded 100% like that too.
Pew, 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 pew. So, I mean, obviously this photo right here says that it is his truck, but you can't tell, not from the freaking photo. That's all that they have. It's just the back door. Oh, did I send you the wrong one?
There.
Oh, there we go. That's all they have. But that's legit what they have.
That could be anything.
But like, why didn't the tires melt? True. If this is an explosion that is supposed to be killing a man and disintegrating him, why are the tires still there?
They shouldn't be, because I'm pretty sure tires burn before bodies.
Yep.
That it's illogical. No. Definitely. See?
Like,
definitely could be the aliens.
First of all, how can you say that that is the blue Datsun? Like, how can you say that that's his? And why, if it was with the explosion, why didn't the tires explode? Like, why are the tires still there? That's what I don't know.
I'm really confused by that part too. Like, that just makes my point that that couldn't be his bones. Like, the situation doesn't happen.
The thing is there was two little teeny tiny, like it was like a spine bone, two spine bones, right? And let's just say that's not a freaking animal. He's up in the woods.
Wait, they never even proved it was human?
No. They never proved that those were human remains. They just said they are bones.
Yeah, that's... Nope, I'm not buying it. They took the easy way out. It was the 80s. They're just like, it's probably what happened. Who cares?
Exactly. They like didn't even really fully like dig into this, you know?
Not at all.
I mean, they're like, oh, there was a weird noise. Was it a UFO or a blast? Or maybe it was pew pew.
It was 100% pew pew. I mean, what other sound would it make besides just pew pew?
That's it. Pew pew, pew pew, pew pew, pew pew. And if there's stormtroopers in there, they totally miss. So.
Yep, that's it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm thinking aliens. This is too illogical.
So what is up with this note? Do you think that the aliens came down and were like, hey, we need you, come with us. We're going to go on this Y-42. By the way, did you know that that is why the number 42 is in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is because of this?
No way! I had no idea. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Well, that's
something new every day.
Okay, that's super interesting.
So yeah, like, okay, so Y-42, and like, did he meet with them beforehand or like, we're gonna come pick you up here?
Yeah, probably. He probably sent like some sort of signal to them, like that he was willing.
Yeah, because he did claim that he was communicating with them before. Mm-hmm. So you think like they're like, yeah, we're going to take you on a 42-month journey.
Either that, or maybe he was willing to go for 42 months, and they may not have agreed to it yet, but he's just like, this is what I want to do. And maybe that's why he didn't come back. Because, like, the aliens are like, we never agreed.
They're like, we're not taking you back. You're ours now.
I like your alien voice.
You're ours. You can be ours.
You
I can't do the ET crap because ET is freaking scary as no get out.
You belong to us, human. You are fascinating.
I just don't see aliens talking like that. They are obviously more way intelligent than we are to actually have spaceships and go to different planets. They don't talk like a fucking robot.
And why the hell would they speak English?
They probably have a translator.
Oh, of course.
I mean, shit, we have translators for our languages. So okay. If they are that, like, we are basically in stone ages compared to what they are if they're flying around in spaceships and coming to other planets.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, like, how did they communicate with him?
That's true.
Unless it was all, like, Morse code. Beep, 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 beep.
Maybe it was Morse code and he was interpreting it our way and their Morse code is completely different. So he had no idea what was happening. So maybe that's why he thought they were coming and taking him for 42 months. But really, they were like, we're going to dissect you. I think that's it.
There you go. It's almost Morse code. So yeah, and none of his family thinks that he was actually taken.
Well, you know, family doesn't always know everything. Hi, monster.
Yeah, look at mine.
Hi, monster.
The LDS think that zombies are going to eventually run the earth, boy. but they got to be the righteous zombies. The righteous zombies.
Oh, monster's going to rub with the microphone. My cat is saying hi.
Hi, monster. Anyway, guys, let us know what you think.
Well, happened. It's probably aliens. Which I guess we should mention on the topic of aliens. Guys, we have merch now.
Oh my God, yes, we do. I finally got it all done twice. Don't know what happened to it the first time. Everything just like disappeared.
If we're being honest, it's better the second time anyway.
That's okay. Yeah. It's always better the second time.
Yeah. The first one was just like, it was okay, but second time's better.
Yep. Anyway, you can get that at streamlabs.com/crimefairiespod, and then it's /merch. I mean, or you can just go to the streamlabs/crimefairiespod and then find our merch store there too. Otherwise, I will go ahead and link that in here in my bio too, because yes, we have merch and it's pretty cool, and I'm excited to get mine because I ordered a little bit.
Yay! Yes. So check out our merch.
Yeah. And as requested, we do have a, let's see, we have a Keep Fucking Going shirt. We have a Never Trust a Frank shirt. Thank you guys for requesting that, because they actually turned out the hat's really fucking cool.
Oh, it really did.
And we have a bunch of, I mean, there's aliens and cats and True Crime Podcast, because hello, you need cats in your life.
Always. Monster wanted to be on the podcast. But yeah, and also if you guys buy our merch, which you should definitely send us pictures.
Heck yes. And I mean, maybe we'll by the way, guys, this is our last week too. So I'm putting this out there. Last week for Patreon, get your normal stuff for $1. Everything that's normally $10, get it for $1. So go hit it up last week. Kind of stretch this out. So get it while you can. And yeah, so check that out. And yeah, and check out our merch. And maybe we'll even do like a merch giveaway, like one of our cups or something, mugs or something.
That could be fun. We'll let us know if you want us to do a giveaway, what you want us to give away.
Yeah. For sure, guys.
And as always, keep
fucking
going.